Well, thank you, Don, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, fellow shareholders. Thank you for the strong support of the resolutions we put forward this afternoon. As you can see, this is a new venue for our annual meeting. For those of you who have been to this event before, you can see that our cost-cutting efforts have been extended to the annual meeting. This is appropriate given the size of our company and our continuing emphasis on controlling costs. And it's also symbolic of how we're running the company today. We're always looking for further opportunities to reduce costs, even though the gold price has strengthened considerably since the end of last year. Today, I'm going to talk to you about opportunity. One could look at opportunity from the perspective of management as we continue to look for ways to grow the company, and one could also look at the opportunity that IAMGOLD represents as an investment. At IAMGOLD, we see this as one and the same as management objectives, and our compensation are directionally, philosophically, and strategically aligned with the interests of our investors. For example, our definition of growth is to increase cash flow at the operating level and overall free cash flow at the corporate level. Companies can improve their cash flow through productivity improvements and cost-cutting. In fact, that's exactly what we've done here at IAMGOLD, as we have implemented many productivity improvements and curtailed operating and capital spending, taking over $175 million out of our operating cost structure since 2013 and reducing our annual capital budget over that same period from well over $600 million to $250 million in 2016. With a declining gold price in recent years, growth has been difficult to achieve. But with all our hard work to reduce costs and preserve cash over that period, we are very well positioned for profitable growth in a rising gold market. As you have seen so far this year, the gold price has risen by over 20% from its closing price last year of $1,060 per ounce. In that same period, our stock price has more than doubled in New York from $1.42 to close at $3.40 per share last week. And in Toronto, the share price is up from $1.97 to over $4.20 per share. We would like to believe that the downside risk to the gold price has been significantly reduced and that the price will continue to rise. However, that is not the basis for how we run the company. We have assumed a fairly conservative gold price for our life of mine plans at prices below the current spot price. When we look at opportunities for growth, we look first within the company where we can grow cash flow and profitability through further cost-cutting and productivity improvements. Our two target mines, Rosebel in Suriname and Essakane in Burkina Faso, are already generating positive free cash flow. As renowned investor George Soros once said, "It is much easier to put existing resources to better use than to develop resources where they do not exist." And I would add, it's much less expensive to do as well. To put that in perspective, IAMGOLD is a mid-tier gold producer that has a strong cash position, a new credit facility, an improving cost structure, improved productivity, and growth options at each of our mine sites with an extensive pipeline of exploration projects. We expect our mines to produce between 770,000 to 800,000 ounces of gold this year. We also have a great story around exploration with high-grade drill results and resource upgrades at a number of our projects. I'll point out some of the highlights from our first quarter results that we published last night. We had a very strong start to the year, with a significant improvement to the bottom line and a 90% increase in net operating cash flow from continuing operations. An improving cost structure, continued productivity gains, Westwood ramp up on track, and significant financial flexibility. At our Essakane mine, throughput was up 9% year-over-year as productivity and operating efficiency continue to improve. All-in sustaining costs are expected to move lower in the second half of the year. At Rosebel, the outlook is looking more positive all the time, with great work at site to optimize performance and reduce costs. All-in sustaining costs fell 8% to $955 an ounce in the quarter. Westwood is making excellent progress with their revised ramp-up plan. The rate of underground development is on target. We have good grade reconciliation, and production is higher than we expected. Sadiola kept its production levels even with the prior year and reduced cash costs and all-in sustaining costs by 10%. Our financial position is very strong. As at March 31st, 2016, cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash were $650 million. Included in cash flow activity throughout the quarter were a number of investing and financing transactions that strengthened our cash position. With the higher gold price in the first quarter, we sold our investment in gold bullion at an average price of $1,260 an ounce. The after-tax proceeds of $170 million represented a $27 million increase from the market value at the end of December. The $73 million gain over book value represented a 75% return on investment. We paid down our short-term debt of $70 million. We raised $30 million through the issuance of 12 million flow-through shares, which crystallized the value of unused tax credits and will be used to fund approximately half of the qualifying development expenditures at Westwood this year. We produced 191,000 attributable ounces of gold in the first quarter. Total cash costs were $746 an ounce and all-in sustaining costs of $1,084 an ounce. In the second quarter, we expect production to be a bit lower due to seasonal factors, but to pick up in the second half of the year. We maintain our 2016 guidance for production of between 770,000 and 800,000 ounces and all-in sustaining costs between $1,000 and $1,100 an ounce. Subsequent to the end of the quarter, Resources Québec joined our credit facility, which now stands at $138 million, bringing our total available liquidity to almost $800 million. With a solid foundation built on financial flexibility, operational excellence, and a lower cost structure, we are well prepared for growth. Our growth strategies are clear and aligned with our goal of achieving and sustaining positive cash flow and building a future pipeline for growth. Let's first look at our existing mines. At Essakane, we have set the bar high coming off 2 years of record production. Attributable production of 88,000 ounces in the first quarter was down slightly from a year ago, as lower grades were partially offset by higher throughput and recoveries. The 9% increase in mill throughput reflects improvements in drilling and blasting, optimization of the grinding circuit, and the use of blended ore to achieve stable feed. While all-in sustaining costs reflected an increase in capitalized waste stripping in the quarter, they should move closer to $900 an ounce in the second half of the year. The commissioning of an intensive leach reactor and carbon fines incinerator in the third quarter will further enhance operational performance. I was just there last week, and I can tell you this is a very innovative approach on Essakane's behalf, and we're very excited about it. At Rosebel, attributable production at Rosebel was 72,000 ounces in the first quarter, down from the previous year. We had lower grades and lower throughput due to a higher proportion of hard rock. Rosebel's all-in sustaining costs of $955 an ounce were down 8% from last year. Lower fuel costs, lower labor costs following the workforce reduction last year and the devaluation of the Surinamese dollar were primary factors. As well, haul truck and loading unit productivity has improved significantly. We're shifting more towards technology-based processes, such as a high-precision detonation and high-precision GPS, and we are commissioning a new flex power drive for the SAG mill to increase the grinding capacity for hard rock. By the end of this year, we will complete the installation of a secondary crusher. At Westwood, we continue to execute on a reduced production plan as we focus on development work and opening up new sectors. In the first quarter, production from the planned mining blocks was on track with better dilution and grades than expected. We continue to normalize cash costs and all-in sustaining costs on the same basis as 2015. Both cash costs and all-in sustaining costs were reduced by $32 an ounce in the quarter to reflect the normalization. Underground development to open up access to new mining sectors is on target, and I'll walk you through some of the key benchmarks in a moment so you can see how we're tracking. The rehabilitation work related to the reopening of the 104 mining block is progressing very well, with the first of the 5 bypass drifts completed in the first quarter. The bypass drifts will allow for improved operational efficiency and better access to the eastern production blocks. As per plan, we don't expect to mine there until early 2017. Safety performance has been excellent with no lost time incidents, or injuries. We achieved 6,200 meters of combined lateral and vertical underground development in the first 3 months of the year. The development rate is 9 meters per day per jumbo crew, which is 11% better than forecast. Our diamond drill program continues to focus on infill drilling to convert inferred resources to indicated. Next year, we should be able to significantly increase production due to better grades. Further out, we expect to ramp up to full production of between 180,000 and 200,000 ounces by 2019. The long-term profile for Westwood is very attractive, with a minimum 20-year mine life, superior grades relative to our mines and unit costs that are expected to be lowest of any of our operations. In Mali, we have our joint venture with Anglo Gold. Sadiola has produced more than 7 million ounces over the last two decades. Despite producing at the same level as last year, cash costs and all-in sustaining costs were down 10% from the same quarter last year. In addition to improvements to mill throughput, the lower cost of fuel and other consumables, lower contractor costs and favorable FX rates were contributing factors. The current reserves at the end of December 31st, 2015, on a 100% basis, were over 4.3 million ounces. Milling at Sadiola will continue into 2018, and technical and economic studies for the sulfide expansion project continue to be updated as an expansion to accommodate hard rock processing and would greatly prolong the life of this operation. With an average reserve grade of 2.1 grams per ton of gold, Sadiola would be our highest grade open pit mine. With the upturn in the gold price, discussions with our partner and the government about a future expansion are back on the table, and we're hopeful that we're going to be able to move that along towards the end of the year. On the exploration side, we continue to drive our programs to achieve more with less. Since 2012, exploration spending has been reduced by 68%. Despite cutbacks, we've upgraded over 9 million ounces to an indicated category at our mines, at our mine sites, and made three greenfield discoveries, adding nearly 1.7 million indicated ounces and a further 1.9 million inferred ounces of gold. Our budget for exploration and technical studies this year was reduced to $47 million. In 2015, the exploration team had a successful year as it continued to advance a strong pipeline of projects. Aggressive infill drilling programs are underway to either upgrade current resources or to establish initial estimates. And assay results are showing attractive grades from a number of greenfield projects. Let's look at a few of those. At our Boto Gold project in Senegal, we're advancing the technical and environmental studies necessary for an economic evaluation of the project. In April, we commenced a diamond drilling program at the Malikoundi deposit. Our main objective is to test for potentially higher grade extensions at depth. At Pitangui in Brazil, we completed approximately 2,200 meters of drilling in the first quarter to test targets along the strike to the southeast of the San Sebastião deposit. Drilling so far confirms the presence of rock units similar to those hosting the main deposit, which could potentially host additional mineralization. At Sarabaya, we've declared an initial resource for the new Diaca discovery at the Sarabaya project at the end of last year. We're now focused on increasing confidence in the current resources and expanding the mineralization along strike and at depth. Diaca is a promising new discovery with multiple zones of mineralization open in all directions. At Eastern Borosi project in Nicaragua, approximately 650 meters of diamond drilling was completed in the first quarter as part of a 5,500 meter program to test selected gold-silver vein systems highlighted from previous programs. At Monster Lake in Quebec, we announced encouraging drill results for 2015. A winter drilling program totaling more than 7,000 meters was completed during the quarter, testing targets to the north and south of the main 325 McGain zone. Assay results from this program are pending and are expected to be reported in the current quarter. Nelligan, which is located in northwestern Quebec, we've been working on this since late 2014, is held under an earn-in option, a joint venture agreement with Vanstar Mining. Initial results from a recently completed drilling program indicate the presence of a new zone of mineralization, and further assay results are expected during the current quarter. So this gives you a good idea of our exploration focus. All of our projects are moving forward at a good pace, and we continue to look forward to strong results from our ongoing 2016 program. Beyond investing in our existing assets and exploration programs, we are pursuing M&A and joint venture opportunities to sustain growth and increase returns. In conclusion, we continue to operate the company as if gold were still at our budget expectations of $1,150 per ounce, but we are prepared to take advantage of higher gold prices. We've driven down costs and have scaled back capital spending. We will continue to optimize the performance of our mines so we can deliver higher returns in the future. We have a strong balance sheet and a stable production profile and an improving cost structure. Westwood ramp-up is on track. Productivity is improving at Essakane and Rosebel, and we're continuing to make progress in securing other sources of soft rock in and around the Rosebel operation. In fact, I leave for Rosebel in about a week to try and do that securing. Sadiola presents an excellent organic growth opportunity, and exploration results have been very encouraging. We will select those options for growth that can best increase the value of IAMGOLD for our shareholders. And on that note, I'd like to echo Don's comments and thank all of our shareholders, thank our employees for their hard work and dedication, and Mr. Dangler, thank you for everything you've done for us since I've been here and before that. We're going to miss you.